Today's date is November 20th, 2012. My name is John Erling. Nancy, state your full name and your date of birth, please.
Nancy G. Feldman, born October 4th, 1922.
And that would make your present age?
90.
Did you always think you'd live to be 90 years old?
No. My father died at 72, my mother at 80, and she'd been ill for years. No one in my family has lived like this.
So is this a pleasant surprise?
Well, I don't want it to go on too long. I don't want to become dependent. Oh, that scares me.
Which at this point you obviously are not. Goodman, Nancy Goodman Feldman. Where does Goodman come from?
My father's family came from Germany. And I think among the Jewish people, they were named after cities and work. He probably was or maybe his grandfather was a good man. His name was Benedict K. Goodman. I always remember the day that Benny Goodman was playing near us at Ravinia. We had a house three stories high, and my sister and I slept in an outdoor porch in the summer.
And this would have been where?
In Highland Park, Illinois.
Outside of Chicago.
Outside of Chicago, on the lake. Someone came to deliver something, and he said, "Is this the house of the King of Swing?"
And where are we recording this interview?
At our house at Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born at Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago, the same hospital that my mother and father were both born in, and the same doctor.
Wow. Your mother's name and maiden name.
Her name was Irene Eleanor Kestner, K-E-S-N-E-R. Kestner's a Dutch name.
So she was of what descent then?
She was of Dutch and German descent.
She was born in Chicago, as you've said, and then grew up, obviously, there.
Mm-hmm. Her mother was born in Leavenworth, Kansas. I've just finished a book that was written about a branch of my family that was doing the Santa Fe Trail and selling things along the Santa Fe Trail in the 1830s.
So your heritage goes back to that time.
Yeah, it goes back.
Your mother, what was she like? Describe her personality.
Oh, there was one word always used for her, gracious. She was very pretty and very competent. She was a Montessori teacher and came from a comfortable family on the south side of Chicago. The Kestner men, her father and his brothers, all had a great sense of humor and were big jokesters and pranksters. On my parents' honeymoon, they stayed at the Waldorf in New York, and suddenly a trunk was delivered to their room. My Uncle Mike was in it. We were called one day and said, "Orphans of the Storm has a little dog for you from your uncles." I have three bachelor uncles, but four uncles. So we went out to get this little dog, and it was a Great Dane.
Oh, my. You were athletic. Was she athletic?
My mother, not as athletic as I was. Her brother was very athletic. He was a very good polo player. If you had to say something good about my uncle, well, you could say he was very good-looking and a very good polo player and dancer.
Your father's name, where he grew up, where he was born?
He was born in Chicago.
His name?
Benedict K. Goodman.
So he, too, then grew up in Chicago, and then your parents met somewhere?
Yes. My father was a senior at the University of Chicago, and my mother was a senior at University High School, which was the private lab school connected to university. A man named Albert Pick introduced them, and my mother decided she was not going to Vassar like her cousins. She was going to stay around home. She went to the National College of Education because she didn't want to let Daddy go.
So your mother taught school while she was raising her children?
No. Not in our early life. During the Depression, she started a nursery school in our home. It had a big room downstairs. She was very brave and adaptable. If you look at my activities, you can see that I'm mirroring my mother. League of Women Voters, Planned Parenthood, not the Highland Park Women's Club, but very, you know, constructive things. And she never thought of herself as smart, I don't think. My father was very smart.
Let's talk about your father then. What did he do for a living?
he came out of school and went to work for a bank and decided he was never going to get anywhere and opened his own company. I'm not quite sure how it all happened, but I've got a lot of clippings on it from the newspaper. But when I was just born, I think, they redid the whole wholesale market of Chicago, which was called the South Water Street Market, and moved it from the riverbank so that they could do the river and have that north branch of the Chicago River. And my father got the idea for how to finance it. And then he did wholesale markets in New Orleans and San Francisco, changing the whole thing. And he thought up a scheme of financing. He was given a lot of publicity. He was 25 years old. So it was a big deal.
Chicago Board of Trade.
Then he had his own seat on the Chicago Board of Trade. And he did not like to be called a speculator or a gambler, but he was.
And he must have been a real outgoing kind of person.
He was very outgoing.
Yeah.
He had wanted to be an actor, but that wasn't good enough for my mother's parents.
But then you were living, should we say, a life of luxury then?
Oh, yeah. Particularly my early life. We had a very large house, and interestingly enough, I have a brother and a sister. When each of us were married, my parents gave us any house we wanted. We got to choose, with the provision that we could never mortgage it. Because if they had mortgaged it, they would have lost their house.
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
It was very good.
Life was good then in the 20s, but then in 1929, we had the stock market crash.
Yeah, it didn't hit us until 31 or 2. I don't know why. My father seemed to foresee it a lot. But then it was a very serious matter. And since he had invested for all my mother's family as well. But we didn't lose our house. We cut down on the number of help we had, but I still had a nurse, a German-speaking nurse.
How does that affect everybody then, the kind of clothes you wore and everything?
Yes, I began wearing hand-me-downs. Our clothes used to be made in New York to order. My sister and I were dressed as twins. Then I began inheriting her clothes, which were just exactly like my clothes. Yeah, I used to dream of being able to buy stockings when I was 13 and 14. But we were quiet about it. Interesting, my mother began being very scrupulous about not leaving lights on. And when Richard, our oldest child, was born and we went to visit, he said, "Is Granny poor?" But they still traveled and we lived pretty well. It was just tighter.
During that time then, in 31 and 32, when the crash affected the family, did he continue to work as a
financier?
So he still had an income coming in.
One time, he had to have his appendix out. The doctor charged him $500. My father said, "That's a lot." He said, "Well, I just guess what your income is." My father said, "If you want to know what my income is, you owe me money."
But somehow, was there...
He had a buoyancy. It was a very, very happy marriage. Couldn't help but be aware of the happiness of their marriage. They had very close friends. The Picks, who had introduced them. Albert Pick owned a small hotel chain of maybe 15 hotels. When life was really poor, we would go stay at his hotels.
And Albert Pick, who was he?
He was my parents' closest friend and introduced them when he and my mother were in high school together.